This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Recently, and I'm not a big Barr, Attorney General Barr fan, I'm not, but he did take a step that, quite honestly, I was surprised that he took it, and I want him to see this through, and I want this to go as far as it can go. And, here's a quote from Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the creator of Sherlock Holmes. There's nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact. This past Tuesday, at a hearing of the Oversight Committee, Attorney General William Barr was grilled about the Mueller report. When will it be released? Will they see an unredacted version? Has Barr discussed it with the president? The questions were redundant, and they were mostly stupid. All of those asked by the Democrats were accusational, you know. Since Special Counsel Robert Mueller announced that there would be no charges of collusion against the president or anyone else in his campaigns, the Democrats have lost any semblance of sanity they may have had before Trump won the 2016 election. Since that day, the moment they were 100% certain Hillary would become president, they have descended into a hell of their own making. They spend their days furiously angry, ready and willing to do anything to take Trump down and out. And since then, and before that day, they includes the mainstream media, have been determined to destroy the man. The country has to be damaged in the process. Big deal. So be it. Our Democrats are willing to foment an invasion by third world migrants. Think Camp of the Saints, if you will, to prevent Trump from achieving his principal campaign promise to control the border and the crisis of illegal immigration. This is how much they hate the fact that Trump is our president. That is how stupefied they have become, so much so that they are now a danger to us all. Probably none of you thought of it that way, did you? When the Attorney General stated that he would be investigating the spying on the Trump campaign, the Democrats on the committee were shocked, truly stunned, if you will. How dare he suggest this? These were the folks who, for over 2 years, have had their heads deep in the ostrich sand. They're apparently completely unaware, or pretend to be, of the massive amounts of actual proof that the Obama administration illegally attempted to eliminate Trump from the running by trying to plant their own spies in the campaign and surveil under prohibited pretexts. part of this plan was to create and amass fake evidence to be used against him. And as almost everyone knows by now, the Russian collusion hoax was just that, a hoax devised by persons with power in the FBI, the DOJ, the NSA, and the Obama administration. Once Hillary lost the election, her minions, like the disreputable Rob Mook, were right there to get the claim out that she lost because the Russians hacked the election. Sure. Sure they did. Yeah. Even though they were saying, you know, none of these voting machines are actually attached to the internet, so they couldn't actually be hacked. Yeah. Still. But the correct answer everybody was looking at was no way. Not a chance. Did she know then that her supporters in the Obama administration, the FBI and the DOJ, had already implemented a stratagem to undo his victory? Probably. That would explain her leap to blame her loss on the Russians. Hillary Clinton is a really callous, nasty piece of work. It came out today, what Kenneth Starr said, that she was actually the one that triggered Vince Foster's committing suicide. And they didn't say anything about it at the time to spare her the pain. Can these people, these Democrats on the Oversight Committee, and these media narcissists who melted down after Barr uttered those few words on Wednesday be as truly uninformed as they seem? Judging by the questions for A.G. Barr and the media's talking head's subsequent panic for the rest of the day, they're actually shocked there's gambling in Casablanca. It's actually quite possible they've not read a word of Greg Jarrett's book or Don Bogdanow's book or the well-researched columns of John Solomon, Sarah Carter, Margot Cleveland, Jeff Carlson, Lee Smith at all. Have they not bothered to read the transcripts, the numerous transcripts of the closed-door interviews with the principals involved? No? Have they not heard a snippet or two of radio and television programs, the Levins, the Hannitys, the Joneses, the Fradys, Larry Elders, all this? Have they not heard that? Were they never even a little bit curious about all the information out there? While we conservatives never escape their views, their mindsets, and their anti-Americanism, they are thoroughly clueless about everything outside of their purview. Thoroughly clueless. And most of the Democrats in Congress and the usual suspects in the mainstream media, it seems, have studiously avoided hearing, reading, learning anything that might obtrude upon their orange man bad mindset. Yeah. They consider the work product of conservatives to be invalid without ever looking at it. And they convince people that anything on Fox News is null and void. And this is how closed-minded the American left is today, all except those who are not, those who are leaving it. And on the horizon for them, Candace Owens' Blexit movement is gaining steam, as is Brandon Straka's Walk Away campaign. The Democrats should be afraid. Very afraid. They deserve to lose those who leave their party. It has, for nearly 2 years, been clear, proven beyond all doubt, that a self-important faction at the FBI and DOJ, with covert approval of then-President Obama, conspired to see that Trump would not be elected. And once he was, they amped up their plan to see that he would be removed from office. They embarked on their scheme to frame him, his family's friends' campaign, for colluding with Russia. And all along it was them, setting him up, planting spies, involving persons in the UK and Australia. That is how deceptive, that's how venal these people are. And all along, only the Clinton campaign colluded with the Russians. Only Clinton paid for fabricated opposition research. Mueller was hired to cover up their despicable conspiracy in which so many of his own pals were involved. As hard as he and his team of professional saboteurs tried, they couldn't find any provable evidence of collusion with Russians. And the facts are in. It was all a grand scam to deprive voters of their duly elected president, who those self-appointed tyrants could not abide. And the Democrats cannot accept the fact. They've been exposed, and the truth is coming out. Right now it's dribs and drabs. Pretty soon it's going to be a tsunami. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Why is that not doing that? Let's... We're trying to get something to work here. We'll see if it works. We don't know if it's going to work or not. So, here's the deal. We have been, we moved recently, and, well, that made a few changes, but we discovered something quite by accident along the way. The problem has been that, well, I've had fluid in my lungs all this time, and I know I've mentioned this before, but I for those of there's a few of you out there that have had this in, you know, this sort of thing happen to you as well. And this was found accidentally on me. This was not something that, you know, I went to doctors, I went to cardiologists, I went to all kinds of people, and this was actually found when I thought I had pneumonia, and now things are being taken care of. That's a lucky thing. You know, I was talking with John Adine last night from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and he was telling me all the things that could have been this way. And, I wasn't too happy with it. Now, the good part is that I'm going to take his advice, and I'm going to follow his whatever he's been telling me I need to do. And, but at the same time, now I actually know how to, I know I need to be doing that. I didn't know that prior to this trip I took. Which, on the one hand, I sit here and I'm like, wow, that really bothers me. And on the other hand, I found it, though. It did pop up. So the reason I bring this up, I'm healthcare is a very sore subject with me, because they want to run your life with healthcare. They want to have control of you through your healthcare. They'd like to disarm you. But if they can control your life and your health, well, they've got control of you anyway, right? They don't need to have you disarmed per se. Which leads me to a bunch of questions that I have concerning the United States today and a few other things going on within it. Primarily that I wonder where the jumping off line is here now. I wonder where we're going to be sitting here going, this is enough, and this is the time that we do something about this. Now, without a doubt, it would be better if we would do it gradually. But, I mean, look around you. Do you see anybody that really wants to do it gradually? Do you see anybody that says, okay, well, what about this, what do we have, $22, $23 trillion in debt? We need to pay that down. What are we going to do without to pay that down? And how long is it going to take us to do it to pay it down? Who do you think is going to give up theirs? Who do you think is going to give up their stuff? Do you think Social Security is going to give it up? Do you think Medicare is going to give it up? The other problem I have with this is that in order for that to happen, the way it would gradually, this means that some Americans have to be, the promises made to them, that those will be reneged upon. I already know how that feels. I mean, as a veteran, I believed that when I went in that I would have access to, to the VA. And I don't. I don't, because I'm not going to allow myself to be under their control. That's just not going to happen. So until there's a moment where they get out there and they're actually sane, which that may never come in my lifetime, I may die having never taken advantage of the VA, Okay, fine. I don't care if I don't ever take advantage of the VA. I managed to get this far without it. But, you know. But then this brings me back to the problem of health care. If I had been with the VA, would this have been caught after my heart attack? Would we have known after my heart attack that I had some sort of propensity to have fluid in my lungs? Would I have known that? This life is, you know, one of these things that you sit back and you look at this stuff. And I mean, I hadn't spoken with John Adeen about my heart in a very long time. And John is a, you know, he's an orthopedic guy. So, but he knows enough about what he's talking about to have really, I'm thinking here that I really dodged a bullet that wasn't even intended for me, that I didn't even know was being shot at me. So why am I bringing all this up? Well, I'm bringing all this up because when you go somewhere and you're putting yourself in the power or the control of somebody, of an authority, of a learned figure, of a, whatever you want, a doctor, whatever it is, find out everything you got to find out. Find out everything you got to know and make sure that you get all the information that you're entitled to. And if things, you know, if they set you out on some protocol or something and it's not happening, tell them, this isn't happening. We got to try something else. That's where the line came here. We tried something, it didn't work for 5 days, and I tried something else last weekend. And Viola. I'm quite pleased with the way this is working out. I've been climbing steps since, I know this sounds minor, but I have been able to climb steps since we moved into this place. It's got 16 steps coming from the first floor to the second floor. That was a major chore before everything changed and I got on the right protocol. And now I just do it all day, every day. So we cannot go along just to get along. You can't, I can't, nobody can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he absolutely agrees with Attorney General Bill Barr that the government spied on his campaign in 2016.
I'll go a step further. In my opinion, it was illegal spying, unprecedented spying, and something that should never be allowed to happen in our country again.
U.S. lawmakers are looking at President Trump's plan to create a U.S. Space Force. In a Senate hearing on Thursday, U.S. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson explains that the U.S. is the best in the world in space, and other countries know it.
And they are seeking to develop the capability to deny us the use of space in crisis or in war.
Ohio joins a growing list of states attempting to make abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill into law and says he's following through on a campaign promise.
Government's role should be to protect life from the beginning to the end, to protect those who cannot protect themselves.
You're listening to USA.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the home of the At-One Thumbhole Gun Stock, or as I call it, simply the answer to everything. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And while I'm thinking about it, the 25th, I think, through the 28th is the NRA meetup in Indianapolis. I have nowhere special that I'm going to be there, but I will be there. I'll be the bald guy with all the camera stuff, trying to be like Cecil B. DeMille sans the beret. I will not have the beret on. And for those of you that are out there, if you know how to get a hold of me, or if you see me, please, by all means, walk up and introduce yourself to me. I need to meet every ninja I can. Sounds almost like I'm Irish, Scottish, whatever. I don't know what it sounds like. Anyway, that's coming up in Indianapolis at the end of this month, so I look forward to seeing everybody out there that makes it out there. Okay, so let's look at another one of these wonder Democrats coming out. Wonder candidate du jour, Pete Buttigieg. I hope that's how you pronounce his name, Buttigieg. He's not some bridge-building centrist who really gets into the vibe of the normal you people, Americans, and promises to bring us all together in a festival of hugging and liking each other. That's a con. He's just another leftist who wants to do all the same miserable things to people like you and me that every other pinko trying to pick up the torch from the Philonia Milhouse Van Pont suit wants to do, only to get past our defenses to avoid tripping our alarms like Big Chief Liz and Willie Brown's ex do. He tries to be really low-key, lo-fi, you know, and boring about it. And he's boring. He looks like Sheldon on The Big Bang Show. And when he talks, you want to throw back your head and moan as the goo-goo cliches wash over you. Because he's so boring. He sounds like he's always on the verge of chiding you to use your inside voice. Even Beto is more interesting, and Beto is dull. Plus, the mayor, he's gay. You know, another thing that's boring about him, though the media makes like it's some super hip and existing twist. Welcome back to the cutting edge of 1979. He's gay, and he's definitely going to freak out the squares, whether they like it or not. In that vein. He recently took on the Veep's non-comments about him and being gay and so on. And, he looked at the most recent public comment by Mike Pence on Pete Buttigieg, uttered in 2015. Brace yourself for the fireball, oh hate, if you will. When WSBT22 asked Pence about what he thought of Buttigieg's announcement of coming out as gay, he replied, "I hold Mayor Buttigieg in the highest personal regard. We have a great working relationship. I see him as a dedicated public servant and a patriot." You monster. Now, Pete is bravely resisting this raw 4-year-old bigotry. And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world could understand, that if you have a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator. Take that. Super confused, nice guy, Mike Pence. Peter Buttigieg is not going to just stand there while you don't talk about him and his gayness. Gay liberation has truly become mainstream when all it provokes is a yawn among the normals. And you have people like Pete having to pretend that he's being oppressed. He's like those kids in Footloose. They're going to dance to their rock and roll music no matter what. And you Jesus-loving prudes can't stop them. And oh, Pete, he likes Jesus. We're supposed to breathe a sigh of relief that he allegedly doesn't outright hate religious Americans like his coastal comrades do. Except he seems to have issues with evangelicals, which he apparently defines as bad people who refuse to embrace my version of the soft Protestant dogma. That's him talking. He is really upset about hypocritical Christians who, like Trump, you know, the guy who actually stood up against Christian prosecution or persecution in American society. And he's happy to tell us how we don't meet his exacting Jesus standards. And lucky for us, Protestantism is about telling dorks like him to take his theological deep thoughts and stuff them where the hymns do not echo. But a guy was in the Navy, too. Again, this is another resume line item that's supposed to make us normals overlook his deeply ingrained leftism. John Kerry was in the Navy, too, and his gambit didn't work out either. When are the Dems going to figure out that doing a tour is cool, but it's not a get-out-of-the-liberalism free card? And he was an intelligence officer. Two kinds of guys are intel officers. One is a really smart guy that nothing gets past. I worked with a bunch of those guys. I liked every one of them. The other is the guy the commander doesn't want to trust with an important job like passing out the volleyballs during, you know, organization day. And I don't know what kind of buddy guy he was. Maybe he was squared away. Maybe he was focused on coffee-making ops for the command group. Pete's presumed to be smart because he went to Harvard. Of course, Harvard is the place that took in that gun-hating guy after various alma maters turned him down. It's also where the median grade is A-, so the university-based presumption of smartness is pretty presumptuous. I'm just saying it out loud, though. We keep reading how Mayor Pete of the thriving wasteland that is South Bend is a super moderate of moderation. After all, he recently confessed that he's a capitalist, which in this damn primary makes him practically Barry Goldwater. But he qualified that. It has to be democratic capitalism. You know, when strangers get to vote on what you could do with your own money. But that's not actually capitalism, is it? Where's he on the other stuff? The lefty damn down. He's lefty damn down the line. Killing babies minutes before they're born? Cool. Christians? He, you know, whatever. He's perfectly happy to dictate every aspect of your life because of the global warming scam. No cars, no planes, no Big Macs for you. Pete knows better. He wants to take over your health care because the present system, you know, the one that the Obamas and the leftists like Mayor Pete put into place, is a total failure. Don't worry, they'll get it right this time. Those Harvard guys are super smart, you know. He's willing, eager even, to raise taxes because he's just like every other leftist centrist man, thinks he's better able to determine how to spend the money you work for than you are. He'd also ban the guns you choose to use to protect your freedom from the aspiring totalitarians, which strikes me as a real conflict of interest, considering his keen interest in totalitarian control over every aspect of your life. In fact, if you look at everything Pete Buttigieg is promising, you will not find one single proposal that either increases how much of your own earnings you get to keep or that increases your freedom, not one. Because just like every other leftist Democrat, everything he would impose upon you will make you poorer and less free. And to him and his ilk, that's cool, because your prosperity and your liberty are not the goals here. They are obstacles to the real objective. More prosperity, more power for people like Pete Buttigieg. He doesn't want a society where Americans come together. He wants to keep ripping us apart. While he uses his soothing tones and unity cliches to okey-doke us into letting him in the Oval Office. And if we're fooled again, like so many suckers were by Barack Obama, we would find out that the old boss looks a whole lot, sounds a whole lot, and is acting a whole lot like the old boss. So, pay attention to the Democratic field, because They've got something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to toss it all the wisdom he shared.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
I'm going to be filming with those guys in Indianapolis, so come check them out. Go look at all the gun stocks. If you have a hunting rifle, shotgun, AR-15, whatever it is, they have a stock for you. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Dateline Pittsburgh. There, Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto signed three new bills that restrict the use of some semi-automatics, such as the AR-15, within the city limits, limit magazine size, and enacts a red flag law. They did this all day before yesterday. The city deems these laws necessary after the Tree of Life shooting. In that shooting, a Nazi walked into a synagogue and killed 11 unarmed people. Investigators determined that the killer's motive was anti-Semitism. The city admitted that they could not outright ban the popular rifle, but the attorneys for Pittsburgh believed that they could legally bar the use of the gun. This ban would also affect gun owners using their rifles at shooting ranges. After signing the bill, Mayor Peduto quite magnanimously announced, if we didn't challenge laws, women wouldn't be able to vote. He didn't elaborate on how banning the use of a semi-automatic rifle is related to women's suffrage. The media present did not challenge the mayor on this point. Ammoland, for example, reached out to Peduto's office in a request for clarity on the comment, but the office did not respond to their request. He also said, change doesn't happen on its own. Change only happens when you challenge the status quo. We've tried to get that change through Harrisburg. We've tried to get that change through Washington. And we've taken steps backward, not forward. So what we're saying is in communities across this state, in cities around this country, we will take action. The bill would also prevent a gun owner from having their rifle loaded. The city's strategy is to try to make owning a semi-automatic rifle useless, since if the owner shoots and even chambers a round, they would be in violation of the law and face a heavy legal penalty of up to a $1,000 fine. 20 years ago, the city of Pittsburgh tried to ban semi-automatic rifles, but the courts ruled that only the state had the power to ban a certain type of gun. So Rather than worry about the law as it is and try to get that changed in the state, they decided to see this as a workaround to that ruling because they're not banning. The second bill would also make it illegal for Pittsburgh residents to have a loaded magazine if that magazine is capable of holding more than 10 rounds. The city incorrectly labels those as large-capacity magazines. This ban means residents can still own the magazines but can't load them, thus making them useless. Which, here's my question to all of this. Who's going to enforce this? How are you going to enforce this? Are you going to be going around in Pittsburgh going, we don't know if you have one or not, but if you have an AR-15, we'd like to look at it. Yeah, we'd like to look at it. And then we want to look at your magazines, too, because we got right over there is the commissar in charge of counting bullets. Now, the NRA and four residents have already filed a civil suit titled Anderson versus the City of Pittsburgh. And the lawsuit claims that by banning the public possession and transportation of loaded standard capacity firearm magazines that can carry more than 10 rounds of ammunition, Pittsburgh has violated the rights of its citizens and exceeded its authority under Pennsylvania law. I would have to say that's at least the case. That has to be at least the case. Yeah, I would think they have exceeded their authority, yeah. Chris Cox said Pittsburgh residents have a right to carry the self-defense tool that best suits their needs, and the NRA is proud to support this challenge to the city's magazine ban. Restricting law-abiding citizens from exercising their constitutional rights will do nothing to stop violent criminals. Their third bill is a red flag law, and this is called the Extreme Risk Protection Order, the ERPO, which allows police to confiscate a person's guns without due process. It goes beyond that. You're violating the 4th, the 6th, and the 5th. Not to mention the 2nd. Not to mention the 1st. Because the way these laws start is by you saying something that just seems, that time Brady, he won another Super Bowl. I can't wait to see the day when he has a wound canoe blown in his head. You know, when I was a kid, I mean, what am I supposed to do? When I was a kid growing up, I used to see people play football like Dick Butkus, Mike Curtis, Deacon Jones. Those guys not only would talk about doing it, they would actually try to do it on the field. So, I grew up seeing this stuff, but at the same time, I was also taught by my parents, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And here, words will hurt you with the ERPO. Now, gun rights and civil liberties advocates always like to get out there and point out that the burden of proof to get an ERPO issued is very low. The target of the order is also not present to defend themselves when they're making out this order. And it could take months, in some cases, and thousands of dollars for the gun owners to get their firearms back after being a victim of an ERPO when they haven't committed a crime. They have to seek out legal protection to get out there. I was sitting here watching football the other day and I said some things that, my sister rolled her eyes about. And then I guess she called you guys and you picked up my guns. And even though I haven't done anything, how much is this going to cost me? And then we've had one person that died during the ERPO service in Maryland. In that case, the victim's niece said her uncle was not a danger to anyone. She said her aunt took out the order because it was just a family thing. What does that mean? What does that mean? It's a family thing. And how does the family feel now that Uncle Gary is dead? Because somebody came to his door and said, I'm sorry, Mr. Willis, you've been identified as getting this ERPO. What's an ERPO? Excuse me? What? Bless you. What? Yeah, but you're going to have to give us your gun. Oh, I ain't doing that. I haven't done anything wrong. What's my crime? You haven't committed a crime? We just think you might one day, you seem a little tense. Well, you don't get to take my guns? Well, give us your guns. Okay. And then Mr. Willis ends up dead. So I wonder how that family thing works out. In January, hundreds of protesters with the same firearms the city was looking to ban protested outside the city council meeting. And many were chanting, we will not comply. It is clear that there is widespread opposition to the bills. But the pressure was put on the city by groups like the Moms Demand Attention to enact the legislation. And in the end, the council gave in to their Democratic base. But then we come to the next part, which is how are you going to enforce this law? That's the problem. How are you going to enforce? How do you enforce this law? There's two parts of this. You're already violating. ERPOs violate just, you know, everything but the third. Everything but the Third Amendment gets violated by an ERPO. And the Third Amendment is the one where you can, you know, they can't involuntarily make you quarter foreign troops in your house. That's why that one is. But the first, second, fourth, fifth, sixth, they are all trampled upon. Because with the sixth, for example, you don't even, your accuser doesn't even have to be there with you when you're in front of the judge trying to get your guns back and saying, I have no record. I don't even know why I'm here. I know you got a bunch of my property, but I don't know why I'm here. I wish I could sing sometimes. I would get out there and I'd start singing "It's a Mad, Mad World" to you. But thankfully, I'm not going to inflict that upon you because I'd like for you to stay with me and not leave me behind. So, yeah, Pittsburgh. All of these little fiefs that exist all around that are. We're going to do the work because if nobody's challenged the status quo, we wouldn't be where we are today. Okay, you guys are just regular Cape Crusaders, aren't you? Okay. Listen, look up in the sky later tonight. If we need you, we'll put the bat signal on. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. So, Pittsburgh, I hope you guys get your stuff together. I hope you gun owners continue to not comply. I don't even know how they're going to enforce this against you, though. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Of Boyd's hardwood gun stock, everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.